One goal of the anti-war movement is to influence policymakers. People like Christopher Shays, the Republican congressman from Connecticut, voted to support the war 5 years ago. Last summer, he called on Congress to withdraw all U.S. troops from Iraq by the end of this year. Since 2003, Congressman Shays has visited Iraq 19 times. He'll go there again in the coming weeks.
Congressman Christopher Shays joins us now from Washington. Welcome to the program.
It's nice to be on your program.
A lot of the anti-war organizations here in the U.S. urge people to email their representatives, call their congressmen. Do you get calls and emails?
Oh, I have a district that I think is almost evenly divided. Maybe more now wish we weren't there. But I think a majority, but not a wide majority, believe that we can't leave until we leave Iraq in a better place. So there's a lot of unhappy people in the district, and I understand that.
When you see anti-war protests and demonstrations, what influence does that have on you, if any?
It doesn't have a lot of influence because the facts on the ground influence me. So that when I came back and said Maliki is simply not doing the heavy lifting, he needs to have incentive, a timeline, it was based on the fact that Maliki, in my judgment, simply was not taking the tough decisions he needed to take.
You have had opportunities that many Americans don't have, which is to actually be there in Iraq many times and see what's happening. When you see anti-war protesters who haven't had that opportunity, what would you tell them based on what you've seen and they haven't?
Well, just remembering one thing that I just always have to recognize myself, and that is that I told them that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction and I said he would use them. So I know going in that whatever I see and believe to be true, there are going to be some people who say, yes, but you were wrong about weapons of mass destruction. So I still tell them what I see, but I know it doesn't have the same impact. I think some people know the war is going better, but they think if it turns out all right, it will justify our having gone in the first place. And I try to tell some of my constituents, I'm not going to say to them when this turns out better that it justified my initial vote, because my initial vote was based on a premise that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction, which he didn't and therefore couldn't have used.
One of the rallying cries of the anti-war movement has been out of Iraq now, that the troops should be gone out of there tomorrow, if not today.
I can't think of anything more irresponsible on so many different levels. I think history will be very unkind to me and others who voted to depose Saddam and go into Iraq. I think history will be very unkind to the movement that says get out of Iraq right now, because that would be totally irresponsible for this reason. Once we disbanded the army, the police, and the border patrol, we left the Iraqis totally without any security whatsoever. So I think to get out of Iraq now would be the most irresponsible thing, just as irresponsible in some ways as our having gone in the first place.
Congressman Christopher Shays is a Republican from Connecticut. Thank you.
Thank you.